Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, Cadé an Scéalann it. It's the All-Ireland Intermediate Club Final this Sunday in Croke Park with two clubs from opposite corners of the country. I personally know how much this means. Our own Inneskeen Grattans won this very final 20 years ago this year. Well, O'Corka Guina, Dara O'Caneja, Kerry triple All-Ireland winner and chair of An Ghaeltacht, Fáil Chadara, he's on the line.
Good, Oliver.
You're down in Kerry, actually, yes.
Yes, indeed.
And on Ghaeltacht, they faced Glenullen. And from that club, we've one of Derry's greatest ever forwards, Paddy Bradley. Welcome to you.
All right. How's things, Oliver?
Not so bad at all. Both men, they have family playing in this Cleachanish on Sunday. Dara, how are you feeling going into the weekend? It was a close one to get into the final. It couldn't possibly be closer.
It couldn't have possibly been closer, and we're just recovering and trying to get our sights set on these boys up in Derry, the Glenullen boys, Pettiscrowd, learning a bit as we go and hoping to get our injuries sorted out. But excited. It's a great way to be. Any of the issues we have this week are good issues to have. So we're really looking forward to it.
You're the chair, as I said. This goes very deep into your soul, doesn't it? Because we saw you emotional at the end of the match, or T.G. Cahir, and it meant so much to you. It was 82 minutes of football. It was an incredible moment.
Yeah, we've had good and bad days like any club in the Gaeltacht, and we would have lost an All-Ireland senior club final over 20 years ago, and lost an All-Ireland semi-final 7 or 8 years ago, and it was just, I suppose, it kind of got the better of us there the last day, particularly with the lad that kicked the two-pointer to win it for us. He had his issues 7 or 8 years ago on the field in that semi-final, so there was a kind of a redemption and rehabilitation story going on there.
That was Aina.
Ian O'Connor, yeah, great guy.
And 2004 is when you're talking about, that's the club final. You were a player that day. You still think about it.
I think anybody that was playing that day still thinks about it when we put on the Gaeltacht jersey. It's talked about not every time we get together, but you know, when we're reminiscing at the end of years and this and that. It was the biggest day in the club history, and next Sunday is going to supersede that now. We're back in a place we didn't think we would be back then. We lost the All-Ireland Club Final by a kick of a ball to a great club from Galway, Caltra, in 2004. That's our story. There's a few of us involved in the management side that were playing that day, but we're trying to help these lads now, the next generation, create their own narrative, and hopefully they will.
Okay, there's a bit of glitch on that line there. We'll try and sort that out, but I'll come to Paddy. Paddy, this is Glenullen's first All-Ireland final, and it's the centenary year, a big, big moment.
Look, it's massive. You know, it's 100 year, yeah. We've had a massive celebration around the club all year. We had a gala dinner there only about 8 or 9 weeks ago in our own club car park, where there was over 700 people at it. We're a very proud club. I was lucky enough, I captained their club in 2007 to a senior championship, and I managed the club in the last 3 years, 2-1 and 2 Derry intermediate titles. We sort of fell from grace a bit, in my own playing days. I only ever knew playing senior football, and we've been working really, really hard at underage and our structures in the last number of years to get back where we want to go, and this has been a 4 or 5 year process, and it won't finish regardless of what happens on Sunday. We're now back in senior football, which is our main goal, and we want to be back one of the senior championships. But to have our first, you know, run out ever and an All-Ireland final in Croke Park is going to be huge, and you can just see the buzz and the excitement around the club at the moment. That's unbelievable, and it's been building all year.
You were the Bannister, as you say, for the last couple of years, twice Derry champions under your stewardship. You must have wished you'd stayed on for this moment.
Look, it's always tough taking your own club. We were at a low ebb whenever I took over, and to win 2 Derry Intermediate Championships was actually beyond our wildest dreams.
Yeah.
To be honest, 2 years ago, Ballyhays beat us in an Ulster semi-final by a point. Cullyhanna beat them by a point, went on to win an All-Ireland final, and we felt in my last year, that we were good enough maybe to go the whole way. We were just hit by a couple of really bad injuries. Ryan McNichol and our own, two of our key forwards, get injured before a quarter final against Ballinderry, and the season just didn't pan out the way that we wanted. And look, I had felt I'd done 3 years, it was enough. And lucky enough, I went to Michael myself, personally, my own cousin.
That's Michael O'Kane, first cousin.
Yeah, his cousin on my mother's side, So Michael, obviously another proud club man, has took the team previously, and I knew he would be the man to take up the reins, and he's just picked up where we left off. And as I say, these boys have been building towards us for 3 or 4 years now, and they're getting their just deserves for all the work they've done over the past 3 or 4 years.
The great stories in these clubs, particularly from small places like Glenullen there, you have loads of relatives playing in the match, including Michael O'Kane, who's your first cousin. His son is on the team.
No, well, Owen's my brother, and then there's six cousins playing, three Bradleys on my father's side, so Turlock in midfield and Kelly in the wing half forward, and then Willie John, who probably would have been starting, only he lost his place during the Ulster to an injury, but he came on last week and scored a goal. And then on my mother's side, you've got the three O'Kanes, you've got John in centre half back, Niall and Nets, and Dermot, who came on last week and kicked a couple of scores, and then you've Michael, I suppose a seventh cousin then, who's the manager. So aye, we're a very, very, very close knit community. And as I say, look, they've worked tremendously hard, these boys, and we are a band of brothers as such. Like, we celebrate our wins, we mourn our losses, and look, we just get up and go again whenever things don't go our way. And they've really picked up after last year's disappointment. It's just great to see. And
it's amazing.
As
yeah.
I say, the buzz around the community is just something to behold at the minute. Like, I was actually away in Lanzarote the last week, and I watched the game with Conor Rafferty, the wing halfback's father, Basil, who's another proud Cobland. And we had booked the holiday away in advance, and yeah. Couldn't believe we were missing it. But to come home now and see the colour and the excitement, it's just great to be here for the next few days.
You've seen every lamppost, everything is covered in the Glenelg colours.
Yeah.
You mentioned your brother Owen playing away. He's 42 years of age. He's been playing senior football for how long?
That's just 15.
It's 27 years.
Maybe 27, 26, 7 years would be, like, around our part, and probably see him down around in Gaeltacht and rural areas. You know, back in the day, 15, 16 years of age, if you were good enough, you were through in. I made my debut when I was 15, and he was pretty much the same. And as I say, he was rocked by a bad injury last year. He broke a toe in a senior league playoff.
Did he?
To get back up at the senior football, and then he wasn't fit to play against Ballinderry in the quarter final of the intermediate championship, and we probably thought he might retire. But in fairness to Michael, he coaxed him back out. He's managed the injury well this year, and look, he's going as good as ever. And Sunday probably will be his last game, and it would be a nice way for him to bow out.
It'd be some way to go. He's obviously been playing football longer than some of his teammates have been around, since it's 27 years.
Well, I'm actually just out of class there now. Conrad Mullen, who plays corner forward, 18 years of age. I'm only after actually teaching him the last two periods. He's got an A-level exam tomorrow, and I've spent the last one and a half hours tutoring him. And look, he's obviously his head's trying to get into exam mode for a test tomorrow, but really at the back of it, probably all he's thinking about is Sunday in an All-Ireland final in Croke Park.
Oh, great. Well, so Paddy Bradley is teaching one of the players there who's an A-level tomorrow. You've got the cousins Killian and Turlock on the team, four O'Kane cousins, the cousin Michael O'Kane, the manager as well. Dara, you surely have some family involved as well down in Onghaeltacht.
Yeah, just listen to that. I mean, the stories are brilliant. Like, yeah. And it's a classic club story, isn't it? Like, it's the same down here. Yeah, my brother's young fella's playing. He was born in Chicago. He came home as a kid, like, and he's our wing forward in the last game there. And you know, Fergal O'Shea, our manager, has taught a lot of these kids. Fergal's a school principal, and he's taught some of these kids as well, playing, like, so they're all connected. O'Begley would be the big surname in our club, like, and,
yeah.
There's about five of them on board. And the last time we were there, it was a big O'Shea thing, and it was a big Meehan thing on the other side from Caltra, like, and you know, those stories are brilliant, like, you know.
The
classroom would be tough enough this week by Paddy Bradley there as well. There won't be much teaching or much learning going on this week. I'd say it's all football.
Cork Aguin and the Dingle Peninsula. You have the Onghaeltacht represents the kind of rural bit outside of Ondangan and Dangan Iachtaí. The other final, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's something kind of special going on this year. It just caught a bit of momentum halfway through the year. Pobblescoil Cork Aguin would have won two All-Ireland Hogan Cups there in 2014 and 15. Eamon Fitzmaurice, former Kerry manager, is the principal there, and he was coaching them at the time. And a lot of those lads have come through to deliver for their clubs, Dingle and the Gaeltacht, and it's just brilliant. And traditional rivalries have been kind of cast aside for now. We're both backing each other to the hilt down in Park Aguin in the semi-finals the last day, and it was a magical moment the last day. There's a small tinge of regret that, you know, the senior club final is not with the intermediate
final.
It is
a pity,
The junior club final is on. There's a Kerry club and that as well, Ballymac, who we'd know quite well, like, and we'd be wishing them well. And, you know, it's just a good time for Kerry football, really.
And you'll both be in senior championship next year. There'll be some crack then.
Yeah, well, the rivalry might flip then again. We might stop being friendly again then, like, for next year. But for now, it's all good.
Are you going to win on Sunday?
Look, of course, your heart says you are, and you know, all our job is to prepare the lads as well as we can to get them to have three on Sunday and to see what they can do afterwards. But we know what we're up against, and it's a huge challenge. We've been here before, we've seen the other side of it. We just can't countenance not winning at this stage because of, you know, the disappointment. We're still talking about it 21, 22 years later about losing an All-Ireland club final. We don't want that to continue. So the heart says yes, and I don't know what the head is saying at the moment.
And Paddy, good luck to you as well. It's 1925, this club, Glenullen, first All-Ireland final. That could be a big moment for ye.
I look, really looking forward to it. I suppose the beauty of these club matches, you can do all the video analysis you want, but it's really much on the day. I think it's going to be a really, really 50-50 game. I don't know much about, obviously, in Gaeltacht, barring what I've seen in the semi-final. Obviously, the lads have done a lot more video analysis and will have looked through everybody in fine detail. One very, very big stat that we have up here is we've never lost a championship final. In our history, we've played in three senior finals.
I thought you were being cagey, but now the confidence I can hear.
But this is the confidence that these players are carrying into this. Yeah.
Listen, I have to go. You have to get back to class as well, Paddy Bradley from Glenullen. Thanks a million. Dario Caneja from An Hiel Tactical Room, Myogath as well. August Aumor or of Birch, the All Ireland Intermediate Club Final is this Sunday at 3:30 in Croke Park, and it's BO or TG Cahir.